This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Amanda Purcell reports for the Columbia Green Media that three police raids in Hudson earlier this month led to heated discussion at the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee meeting June 20th. The Shared Services team raided three Hudson homes June 5th with military-grade weapons. Quote, Chief Edward Moore, we have a position and an opinion on how you serve us, unquote, Fourth Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman said at the meeting. Quote, you are our guardians. You are not warriors who come in military equipment and military machinery and force our community to be occupied by these police forces, unquote. Retired Columbia County Sheriff James Bertram disagreed. Quote, 18 years ago, we had a SWAT team, we had military gear, full automatic weapons, and a van, unquote, he said. Quote, the first thing you want is safety for the officers going in, second, safety for the public, and third, safety for the criminals that they are going in after. In all the years I was sheriff, we never had one civilian injured, and we never had a deputy injured because they had the proper gear, unquote. Moore found something of a middle ground. Quote, this kind of conversation doesn't annoy me or offend me. It is part of the process, unquote, Moore said. Quote, I said at the beginning I would accept criticism when this is done, unquote. He said the shared services team has only been employed once this year. The conversation will continue at the police committee, the Common Council meeting at 6 p.m. June 25th in the Common Council chambers, 520 Warren Street. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris McKenna reports that the fray that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, voted against a hard-line immigration bill June 21st that was defeated 231-193, with Democrats and 40 other Republicans voting against. House leaders then delayed a vote on a less conservative immigration proposal until next week. Quote, for too many years and administrations, Washington has failed to address how to secure our borders while also ensuring our immigration policies are humane and address the real challenges our border enforcement officers face every day, unquote, Faso said in a statement. Quote, we need to improve border security, resolve the status of the DACA population, and enact other reforms such as ending the diversity lottery and unlimited chain migration, unquote. The president wondered why the congresspeople were even bothering to vote. Quote, Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen, women in November, unquote, Donald Trump tweeted June 21st. Read the full story at the fray. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that while Columbia County Board of Supervisors passed a law dated June 14th making it illegal to buy, sell, or possess fireworks in the county, the United Way of Columbia and Greene counties is selling them just across the Hudson River. Columbia County said they, quote, pose a significant risk to public safety, unquote. But, quote, my job is to raise money. I'd wash people's feet if I had to, unquote, said United Way of Columbia and Greene County's Executive Director Brad Poster. The charity raises money to address the 39% of the population of Columbia County and 41% of Greene County living at or below the poverty level. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell told the Columbia paper that while fireworks, quote, are dangerous and cause fires, we're not having any roadblocks, unquote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative community radio.